So what we've seen in kind of the adult pediatric realm is a drop in people seeking vaccines, and probably has to do a lot with the social distancing and the shelter-in-place orders that were placed in the spring through the summer. I think is what that resulted in. It's more obvious in pediatrics since they receive more vaccines than adults usually. And we're kind of out of the flu season. We're coming back into it. But we did see a drop in the number of people receiving vaccines over that time period.
So what kind of vaccine specifically? You mentioned more pediatric than adults. So things like what, RSV, shingles, what kind of vaccines?
So really it would be kind of the pediatric vaccine regimen that, you know, kids are supposed to receive. Really, they get a majority of them up into about 15 to 18 months. And then they receive another round around 4 to 5 years old. And then they get another one around 10 to 13. And then for the adults, you know, really it would be just a drop in our pneumovax rate, because that's the primary one. And then, you know, as we come into flu season, obviously we hope that we don't see a drop in the influenza vaccination rate, because I think that's going to be really important for this year.
And just to talk real quick about flu season, we are coming back into it here as we get close to September. And why is the flu vaccine so important this year?
It's important every year. However, this year will be even more important with COVID circulating in the communities. And so that having a vaccine that can prevent influenza will help people not get influenza. And that will be very important, like I said, within the COVID season, because people can get sick from influenza, end up hospitalized with influenza, and can die from influenza. And so really it's just something you can prevent. Why we're trying to really kind of weather through this COVID pandemic that we're experiencing.
How can I come get my vaccine safely? Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you do to make sure everything's good when you come in to get your vaccinations?
Sure. You know, so probably what we'll see this year is probably more people getting vaccines either through a health department, a local pharmacy, or from their primary care physicians. I don't think we'll see as much as far as employers giving out people vaccines, which they've done in the past. From the healthcare standpoint, right now people are wearing face masks or goggles. We're wearing gloves. We're wearing masks. We're washing and sanitizing hands in between patients for maintaining social distancing. We're asking people that are coming into our practices to be masked. And so really, it's kind of a global thing for infection prevention.
Are you doing anything special or anything additional to get the word out beyond what you usually do every season?
We reach out to people through their MyChart app. We put, you know, there's public facing messaging out there, both through our social media accounts as well as through local news and print. And so we're really encouraging it.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time.